The second woe is past. Behold, the third woe is coming quickly. And the seventh angel sounded. And there arose loud voices in heaven, saying, The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. Then a great portent appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She bore a male child, who is to rule all the nations with a rod of iron. Then another portent appeared, a great red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. He stood before the woman with the male child that he might devour her child. But her child was caught up to God and his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness where she has a place prepared by God. Now war arose in heaven, Michael fighting against the dragon. The dragon fought but was defeated. There was no longer any place for him in heaven. He was thrown down, that ancient serpent, who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. And when the dragon saw that he'd been thrown down to earth, he pursued the woman who had borne the male child. But the woman fled into the wilderness to a place where she is to be nourished for 3.5 years. The dragon was angry with the woman and went off to make war on the rest of her offspring, on those who keep the commandments of God and bear testimony to Jesus.
There shall arise a king to power with great shrewdness and intelligence. He shall receive power and authority from Satan. So great will he believe himself to be that he will even take on the prince of princes in battle. He is Antichrist. There shall arise another with the same authority, and he will cause all the world to worship the Antichrist. He is the false prophet. He shall cause all, both great and small, rich and poor, to be marked on the right hand or forehead with the mark of a man. 666. No one can buy or sell unless he has the mark of the Antichrist. Anyone worshiping the Antichrist or the false prophet shall drink the wine of my wrath and shall be tormented with fire and brimstone forever and ever.
Listen, people, come and hear what I say. I can solve the world's problems today if you'll trust in me and let me do things my way. Just trust me and obey. Listen, people, leave your worries behind. Come to me, I'll give you peace of mind. For there's nothing I won't do for you. There's nothing I won't.
Nothing he won't.
Love and peace are what I'm here to sell. Don't look for heaven and don't think about hell. Right here and now is where it's at. And don't you ever, ever doubt that. I'm the man you're looking for. I'll heal the sick, I'll feed the poor. For there's nothing I won't do for you. There's nothing I won't.
Nothing he won't.
Nothing he won't do.
I've got plans for you that you won't believe. Every problem you've got, I can relieve. Put your life in my hands, I'll make your dreams come true. There's nothing that's too good for you. I'll put an end to all of these wars. I'll do that and so much more. For there's nothing I won't do for you. There's nothing I won't.
Nothing he won't.
Nothing he won't do.
Thank you.
Let no one deceive you in any way, for the coming of the Lawless One by the activity of Satan will be with all power and with pretended signs and wonders and with all wicked deception for those who are to perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved.
Then I looked, and on Mount Zion stood the Lamb, and with him the 144,000 who had his name and his father's name written on their foreheads. After this, I looked, and the temple of God in heaven was open, and out of the temple came seven angels with seven plagues, which are the last. For with them the wrath of God is ended. Seven golden bowls, full of the wrath of God, were given to the seven angels. And I heard a great voice from out of the temple saying to the seven angels,
go your ways and pour out the bowls of the wrath of God upon the earth.
So the first angel poured out his bowl upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the man which had the mark of the Antichrist, and upon them which worshipped his image. And the second angel poured out his bowl upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. And the third angel poured out his bowl upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood. And the fourth angel poured out his bowl upon the sun, and men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God, and they repented not to give him glory. And the fifth angel poured out his bowl upon the throne of the Antichrist, and his kingdom was full of darkness. And the sixth angel poured out his bowl upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And the seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, and God remembered great Babylon to make her drain the cup of the fury of his wrath. And I was carried away in the spirit into a wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting upon a scarlet beast, full of blasphemous names, having seven heads and 10 horns. And the woman was clothed in purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, having in her hand a gold cup full of abominations and of the unclean things of her immorality. And upon her head a name was written, a mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and the abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the witnesses of Jesus.
Ha ha ha! take you by the hand. I'll lead you to a wonderland, a land where gods are something you can hold. They'll set you free if you just sell your soul. Don't try to fight it, just let go. Come on, it's so easy, don't say no. I'll tell you where your future lies, if you'll just gaze into my eyes. Your destiny is in the stars, my friend. You can't escape it and you can't pretend. I'll show you how to live until the end. Come on, it's so easy, just give in. We're here today and gone tomorrow, and in this world there's too much sorrow. So we must live just for today. Come, let me help you find the way. Nothing will matter in the end. Come on, it's so easy, just give in. Come on, now if it feels good, it's no sin.
Come out of her, my people, so that you may not share in her sins and suffer from her plagues. For I have remembered the wrong she has done. Pay her back in her own coin. Give her double for what she has done. She will be burned up with fire, because the Lord who has judged her is mighty. It is done.
After this, I heard something like the shout of a great multitude in heaven.